Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to you all. Good afternoon if you're watching live, and good to see that a few are. And whatever time of day it is, hello and welcome to the adventure if you're watching on replay sometime later. Well, we are at the last day of the week of joy, and tomorrow we will be lighting the fourth and final pre-Christmas candle on the Advent ring in the churches. So, the last day of our week of joy. And what a joyful day it has been. Earlier on today, we had the Christmas breakfast at the Ariundel Centre. And it was a joyful occasion, a coming together of folk of all ages. And we enjoyed a yummy breakfast, thanks to Kate and the staff at the Ariundel Centre. And we were singing some carols, and there was some fun and a wee Christmas message. And then we had a visit. An occasion filled with joy. And I was feeling pretty tired this morning. As some of you know, yesterday I had my own unplanned adventure. I had been down in Glasgow visiting my parents, and yesterday lunchtime, 12:30, I set off. I knew that the road conditions were certainly not at their best, but it seemed that all was going to be possible and passable. That proved not to be the case as I approached Crian Larach, where things just kind of ground to a halt. A huge shout out to the police, to the drivers of the gritters and the snowplows, and all who were working so hard to keep things moving. But a lot of the time was in fact stationary. And I suppose I could have been sitting there just being frustrated. But I was thinking, well, what do I have? I've got a good 4G signal. I've got the iPad. I can actually just get on with a load of work. And so it actually was a very productive time. And for this time on a Saturday night, I'm probably more prepared than usual for the Sunday services. 10 o'clock at Keele if you're in the area, and 12 o'clock at Ardgour tomorrow. So yeah, lots of things that I was able to do. I was able to get the 4 o'clock adventure video out, maybe a wee bit after 4 o'clock. There was a wee bit of progress, and then I lost the 4G signal. And I was also able to catch up on some other bits and pieces. And I had created a couple of graphics, which I will share with you just now. I'd seen that thought online and created that little graphic there. You wouldn't let it happen to your phone. You wouldn't let your phone lose the battery power, and don't let it happen to yourself either. And actually today I know what it feels like to be an exhausted battery, and we need to take care of ourselves, particularly in these busy times as we prepare for Christmas. So you wouldn't let it happen to your phone. Don't let it happen to you. How are you taking care of yourself and seeing that your energy levels are kept topped up? I remember years ago, it was actually one of my elders in my previous congregation who had once said to me something that stuck in my mind. He said, at the beginning of the week, plan your work and then work your plan. And with so many things to be done, that was a thought that came back to me recently. And certainly yesterday, I was able to have a good look at the to-do list and say, what are the things that really have to be done before Christmas? And are some of them things that can be scheduled for a little later? What are some of the things that actually don't need to be done? Are there some things that it doesn't matter and they can be deleted, dumped, forgotten about? What are the things that the other people are waiting on? Am I holding up someone else's workflow on something? And maybe those have to be the priority and to be done, where other things are only affecting my schedule. So I've always found that rather helpful. Plan your work and then work your plan. It's so true that what is scheduled gets done. If we just have a constant to-do list, things that should be done, then they don't get done. But when they're put in the diary, then we've actually allocated some time to it, and we know that these are things that must be done. So that was another wee graphic that I had put together yesterday in a moment of being caught up in stationary traffic. And the other one, again, a thought that you've probably seen around social media. The first Christmas was a simple affair. It's okay if yours is too this year. So many expectations around what's happening at Christmas time. And it's okay if you don't meet them. You don't need to keep up with the Joneses or anyone else this Christmas time or at any time. So a few thoughts there that were with me as I was stuck in the traffic yesterday. But it certainly was an occasion to flip it and to say, well, what can I do to make the most of the situation? We're at the end of another week. Sunday is the beginning of the week, and tomorrow we begin the final week of Advent, and we'll be lighting the candle of love. And during next week, many wonderful guests will be joining in the Adventure 2022. Maris Buchanan will be sharing with us some thoughts from her recent trip to Uganda and Tanzania with the Vine Trust, where she was sharing her medical expertise and able to put some love in action and caring for others. So we'll be hearing from her during the week, and we will also be hearing from Louise White and Natalie Rogers, who both are working with Urim, the local befriending support organization, and so much of what they're doing just now so important, particularly this winter time as the cost of living crisis takes its pinch for us all. Karina Jackson, I'm sure she wouldn't mind me saying, is one of our senior active members around the church here, and I had a delightful conversation with her while the camera was running recently, and we'll be meeting Karina. And during this week, I am delighted that one of my guests will be Michael Heppel. Michael has been described as one of the top three motivational speakers in the world, and he'll be joining us during this week on Adventure 2022. And I hope you will share in that journey as we continue the adventure of life as we journey towards Christmas time, celebrating those good gifts of hope and peace, joy and love. May those things be with you this Advent, this Christmas time, and always. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, there will be another adventure, as there will be every day until Christmas Eve. Good to see lots of folk online, and do say hello if you can see the chat. Chat in on YouTube, comments on Facebook, wherever you are watching this. Anyone going to say hello? Hello, Simon. Good afternoon to you too. No one else popping anything in the chat. Okay. We shall leave it there until tomorrow. Goodbye. God bless.
Thank you for watching on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn, or listening to the audio-only podcast version. Full details at www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. Every day until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and available thereafter. May hope and peace, joy, love, and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent season and always.